When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the cheat day of podcasts.
No nutritional value.
No, you binge us every once in a while,
but you've earned it.
And eat some lettuce later, though. You need it too.
I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz,
and we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today, okay, we did an episode about nipples, but we left out the what it's attached to part.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, this will be really more focused on the glands that lie beneath that sweet, supple brown circle.
Today we're going to talk about boobs.
Boobs. Healthy, robust busts.
Busted.
But first. What do you... Oh, I will say thank you to our Patreon supporter, Agustia Upadia, whose name I actually know how to say in spite of its crazy spelling because I am friends with him. So I've had lots of practice.
How about... I can't make fun of his name. Because anything I said would be racist.
Yeah, well, I mean... But again...
He is brown.
He is brown. and Canadian. So make fun of the Canadian part of him.
Nah.
Okay. This was fun. This is enjoyable. Yeah, I mean, but isn't it racist that you're not making fun of him? Because you're treating him differently because of his color? Ooh, and a gust of air fell silent over the recording.
Agustia Upadhyaya Mama Kama Sutra. That's his new last name.
What is? Did you just make up a bunch of syllables that sounded Indian?
I mean, the end of it was Kama Sutra.
Okay, you're right. Never mind. You were right. It will be racist if you do it. I changed my mind. You shouldn't do it because you were right. Go with your instincts, Mike. Okay, Agustia, thank you.
It's not racist. I love Indian food. I have a friend who's black.
Well, Agustia is not, so yeah, hopefully you're not counting him as one of them. Thanks, Agustia. Sorry you won't hear this because I'm cutting it all. The listener, I want to dig real quick into our listener mailbag too.
Mailbag. It's not mailbag.
It's not your testicles. It's just the mailbag. I was looking through because I thought there was something relevant to last week's episode that I was going to read. But instead, I found something funnier. Someone texted us, and the very first text they sent, they've sent a bunch. But the first one they sent was gayish texting, the way of the future. I'm John from Mississippi. And there are two replies. I assume one from each of us, and we just didn't know the other person already applied.
Okay. Yeah.
See if you can guess whose is whose.
Yeah. Gayish agenda. When you text us, you don't know who you're getting.
Oh, well, no, I oftentimes write my name after it. You sometimes do, too.
Yeah.
I think I more often put my name after than... Anyhow, I won't...
I'm not afraid of speaking for you, if that's what you're
asking. I mean, I'm afraid of you speaking for me. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. I won't say the names, but I'll just read two responses and guess whose is whose. One is, "Hi, John from Mississippi. Thanks for texting us. Smiley face." The other one is, "Hi, John. Welcome to the early 2000s.
That's great.
You're the bitchy one. Yeah. You're the bitchy, sarcastic comment. So it's been a while, but hi, John from Mississippi.
Hi, John from Mississippi.
Just realized we both replied to you. Do you want to tell us about news?
Yeah, let's do the news.
Great.
Okay, so first... Are you old enough or young enough to know what Arthur is?
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah. But like, I just know about it. I don't think I cared too much about it.
Okay. Well, it's a show.
It's great. Cartoon.
It's a cartoon. It's on PBS. It's Canadian, which I didn't know.
I think we might've only had books when I was growing up. I don't think he was a show yet. Did he used to, was
oh
he
you
a,
mean Arthur books not yeah. not like you did have television as a child.
And when that first talkie came out, I was like, Barbara.
That's
movies.
Racist.
Oh, no. Wait. I don't get. I'm not sure if what I said actually is racist or you just made it racist by what you said.
Talkie. You can't call me that.
That's a movie. That's like a.
It's a racist term for a podcaster. A talkie.
Okay, keep going before we say more things.
Okay, so yeah, there's a animated show that runs on PBS. It's a children's show. It's Arthur, and he's a goofy looking like kangaroo thing. I'm way too old for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, Mike.
He's like
Arthur's older half brother.
Because I wear glasses.
Yep.
Fuck.
I don't know. Yeah, he's like some kind of like ambiguous squirrel or like a sad beaver or something. I'm not sure what he is.
Well, last week they had a same-sex wedding on that show. Mm-hmm. The episode Mr. Ratburn and the Special Someone, and it revealed that teacher Mr. Ratburn got...
Rat! Are they rats?
Mr. Ratburn is, I think.
Oh, okay. That would make sense. I approve that name.
Yeah. Mr. Ratburn getting married to another man. The episode received praise from viewers, but you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
1 million moms.
Oh, fuck me. Yeah.
The Million Mom March fame.
Yeah, of the handful of people on Facebook fame, because that's all they are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's brilliant.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you just call yourself, like, I don't know, Kyle is the president of the earth. Yeah. Like, that's not.
We're going to have a trillion gay tap dance. And
it's gonna be Mike. No gays, no tap dancing, just angry lesbians staring at you on stage. That's all it is. And you're gonna be too uncomfortable to leave, so you have to sit through the whole 4.5 hour production.
Yep. So the 1 million moms are an offshoot of the ultra conservative American Family Association, who are dick bags.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you put the word family in any organization name and you're a douche nozzle.
Despite being called 1 Million Moms, the group claims that more than 18,000 members have signed its petition, calling on PBS to cancel this controversial content immediately.
Yeah.
The pre-written letter states, quote...
What? Is there such thing as a non-pre-written letter?
Oh, this is like... They're encouraging their membership to print this thing out and send it into PBS.
Oh, gotcha. I was thinking, yeah. What does a post-written letter... Like, you sign it, and then, like, you write it... on the fly.
Sometimes I'll sign a check and leave it for somebody. Like when I went on vacation, I signed a check so that the roommate could pay for shit.
Yeah. Then you put into motion the acts which would then lead to the movie blank check.
Mm.
He wrote in $1 million.
That was my fault?
Yep.
Great.
That was based on your story.
The pre-written letter states, quote, I am outraged that PBS Kids, that's the network, that PBS mm-hmm. Kids would use their children's network to promote same-sex marriage. It is offensive to me and my family that the network would glorify the homosexual lifestyle.
Yeah, okay.
Until PBS Kids agrees to no longer air this episode or others with same-sex couples, the conservative families, including my own, will have no choice but to discontinue watching PBS Kids Network, even avoiding previews, commercials, and reruns. You will not have my support as long as you continue to veer away from family-friendly entertainment. Discussion of such controversial topics and lifestyle choices should be left up to parents. PBS Kids should not introduce this to young children. What the fuck is wrong with people? It is 2019. Whores.
That was a nice period at the end of that statement. It's funny because they're saying, like, it should be left up to parents to educate kids. They're giving us the example why it shouldn't. They're showing us through this letter that it should not be left up to them because they're going to fuck it up like they're doing right now. They're just proving the point of why we need shows like that.
Yeah.
Because their kids aren't going to fucking find it elsewhere.
Yeah.
What can they watch and do at this point?
You know that these are the same potato-faced fuckers that will go up to a three-year-old and ask him if he has a girlfriend yet.
Mm, oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, no agenda there.
Yeah, like shoving your... Is that a name you're calling them or their last name?
Yeah,
I'm Cheryl Shitbird.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Shitbird.
Oh, bird. I'm Cheryl Shitbird. I love Jesus and getting fucked in the ass because that's the Christian thing to do.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Potatoes. That's...
Oh, God. The letter goes on, just because an issue may be legal or because some are choosing a lifestyle doesn't make it morally correct. PBS kids should stick to entertaining and providing family-friendly programming instead of pushing an agenda. I didn't read that part already. Maybe I did. This episode is a flagrant indoctrination and promotion of the homosexual lifestyle upon our impressionable young children. You know what? You're goddamn right it is. Because you suck.
Yep. Agreed.
We're trying to make sure that your shitty kids don't grow up to be shitty like you.
Yeah. We're trying to de-shit the cycle.
Oh, God. Anyway. Arthur creator Mark Brown says that the response to the episode was overwhelmingly positive. He explained to Canada's CBC, quote, "It made me feel great that we were able to do something that was really helpful to so many people. Art reflects life, life reflects art, and kids need to see what's happening in the world." The fact that he's calling his own show art, though.
I want to reserve the right to call this podcast art, so you better give him that one. Because we're going to be pretty generous with ourselves.
I'd hate to live in a world that was sanitized and censored. That's something I can't get behind. Mm-hmm. I'm not any different from millions of other families around the world that have people we love who are gay, young families, raising children. And it makes me very sad that these young families are not well represented or hardly represented at all in our media. And I don't think that's a good thing. One of the episode ideas we had was a teacher getting married, and the more we talked about it, the more we saw it as an opportunity for a learning experience and a great way to represent another part of life that so seldom gets portrayed on television.
That's great.
Yeah. Thanks,
Arthur creator
Mark Brown.
Mark Brown. Way to go. Way to do it. And congrats to, what's the name of the teacher? Ratberg. Ratface.
Yep.
Professor Ratface. Congratulations on your nuptials and upcoming anal sex celebration.
I mean, we assume they did it already, right? I hope they didn't wait.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think there are any gay people who wait till marriage? Because until same-sex marriage passed, they'd be like, we gotta wait till marriage, which is like, sorry, this might not happen.
Yep. Obergefell started all the butt sex.
Yep, that's what started it.
That's enough about Arthur.
Okay.
Such a weird looking creature thing.
Did we land on what he is?
No.
No. Oh, like a hairless monkey who's got hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, we settled. We got it. We got there.
Okay. Kyle.
Mike.
Something has happened and it must be stopped.
What's that?
Netflix has announced breakout show Next in Fashion, starring Tan France from Queer Eye.
Oh, speaking of petitions, do you have...
I will watch it, and I will be happy for him, but he better not goddamn French tuck anything.
You know he's doing the French tuck. This show's probably called the French tuck.
Well, okay, so it's basically Project Runway with Tan.
Oh.
As near as I can tell, the 10-episode show will see competitors fight for the chance to win a $250,000 prize, an opportunity to debut their collection with luxury fashion retailer Net-A-Porter. It's him and some model I've never heard of, and they are... It's a high-stakes competition series coming soon, featuring some of the world's best and quietly innovative designers who compete for a chance to become the next big name in fashion.
Hmm.
Project Runway.
Yeah. I mean... The cool thing right now about being at Netflix is like it seems like any area they have a gap in, they just kind of like fill it with any show.
Yeah.
I feel like
gay people, give us a gap, we'll fill it.
There is a gaping gay gap in the media, in the, speaking of the media, entertainment media. So, I mean, I feel like people might be like, oh, like Drag Race on Logos, hugely popular. Maybe we should keep making more gay things for gay people to watch gay stuff.
Gay.
Hey, this guy's gay. Hey, fashion, that's gay. Let's make a show about it.
Hmm. But, he also recently published a memoir called Naturally Tan, which... I think is fantastic.
Oh, that's perfect. Does that make up for the French tuck?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Just nothing. Nothing.
Nothing can redeem that abortion of a look.
We're the French tucks banned in Alabama. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to start a reverse one called the Irish tuck, where you tuck it in the back. Just the back, though.
Great. Yep, the Irish tuck.
My Netflix series is coming in 2022.
The thing is, I've done the Irish tuck before, because sometimes I will wear a t-shirt with a jacket over it, like a blazer.
Oh, and a regular t-shirt.
And I don't want the t-shirt to stick out the back, so I tuck the t-shirt. I Irish tuck the t-shirt.
I love this. This is if you or someone you know has done an Irish tuck, please write into Gayish. We want to hear your stories.
Also, I learned from this article that apparently Queer Eye is doing what they're calling a reverse Marie Kondo, and they're going to Japan for a spinoff series later this year.
I thought they were going to trash people's houses. Okay. That's okay. Got it. We add more clothes to your wardrobe.
Once again, after the break, we're going to go tchotchke shopping.
Yes. Okay. Just go where she's from. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to win $250,000 designing articles of clothing, just figure out a way to put a French tuck in there and you're guaranteed to win.
Tan picks you for sure.
That's it. That's enough news.
That's
for
the
today.
News?
Yeah, we're trying to shorten the news up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, we've
gotten to like the topic at minute 40 sometimes recently. So
we'll see what. And hey, everyone, tell us what you like, or do we care what they like? I don't really know how we stand on our audience yet. Give us your supportive opinions.
We care marginally if they're in the Facebook group or Patreon.
Okay. Yeah. Everyone else,
take it.
Take what we take the gaps we fill for you, and you can't do anything about it. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about boobs.
You want to talk about boobs?
Yeah.
Boobs.
Boobs. Oh, notable absence again. Dan Garlington.
Yeah.
He said he wishes he was here too. I believe he said he wished he could motorboat us.
Yep. He did.
Yeah. So we have, unfortunately, missed out on that opportunity.
He's back from vacation, but apparently he got fucked so hard he's broken.
Your words, not his.
Yeah.
Just to make really clear.
Oh, I guarantee that's okay. What's going on.
Yeah. You know, so, every now and then, we all just want to get fucked until we're shells of the human we used to be. That sounds so great.
Yep. Dan just put some salve in it.
What's salve?
Salve? Like ointment?
I don't know what that is. Can you put that in your butt, though? Does that repair your internal
that's
organs?
That's what he needs.
Okay.
That's what he needs.
What was your first boob experience?
Oh,
can
God.
We start there?
Okay, yeah, sure. You mean in a sexual way?
Now I'm curious what you mean.
My mother breadfed me. Breadfed? Breastfed.
Breastfeeded.
Breastfode?
Roostfod.
What's wrong with my mouth? I've had one beer. My mother breastfed
me. Yeah, no, I don't necessarily need to hear about... Breastfeeding is lovely and beautiful, and ladies should do it everywhere in public, but...
I'm having some PTSD now.
Getting breastfed?
No.
Oh. What?
No, it's post-tit stress disorder. So when I was a tween, so I was like 10, 11, 12 years old, the neighbor girl would babysit from time to time. She was in high school.
Okay.
I was in, you know, late elementary school, early junior high. And
nervous about where the story is going.
You should
okay.
be.
Okay. Okay.
This boy came over who was a classmate of hers, and they were doing homework or whatever. And
was her name Homework?
Yeah. But I don't know how it happened, but he got really physically aggressive with her.
Ugh.
And pulled her boob out of like her shirt. And she was crying and really upset. And
yeah.
Like a girl got sexually assaulted in my kitchen, now that I think about it. I haven't thought about that story
wow.
in a million years. Thanks for fucking me up again, Kyle. Great.
Surprise.
Episode over. I'm going to go cry.
Let's think about the ways you're fucked up, Mike. Let's name another one.
And then there's movies, of course, movies and TV.
Speaking of boobs and babysitting, I was babysitting these kids once, and I didn't do it too often.
You show them your boobs?
This guy came over, my boob came out. No, that sounds horrible. That is definitely sexual assault. No, this is different. I didn't babysit too often, but so we watched Austin Powers because they were apparently allowed to do that. The movie was queued up and whatever. The older kid, though, when it got near the end, it was the Austin Powers where, like, they go, there's a naked lady standing there, and Mike Myers holds up, like, a bunch of, like, things in front of the girl's boobs to be like,
yep,
you almost see him, but then he holds up coconuts, and then a painting, and then whatever.
Jugs of milk.
Yeah, and then finally, I just got it.
She's making tea and she pours milk.
Jugs.
Out of the jugs.
That's funny. That's gold. That's comedy gold. Should we just recite Austin Powers here? Should we just read the script for Austin Powers?
Okay. Would you rather be Austin or Dr. Evil?
I don't think I can do accents. So can I just be Vern Troyer?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, this will be good. We were watching that part, and the older of the two kids was like, they actually show boobs. Like, that's the final gag, is like, you actually see her exposed boobs. And the kid was like, my brother can't see that. So I, like, blocked it until it was over. Great, missed it. What a good babysitter. Well, then I went to rewind the VHS tape, which back in the day was just pressing the rewind button, and it went backwards.
Yeah.
And boobs,
more boobs,
and then they saw them. I forgot about the backwards part where it would show those again. So I didn't really do great as a babysitter, at least in that time.
Did you get paid?
Probably. Yeah.
Were you invited back?
No, but I don't know, but I was there, like, subbing anyway. I wasn't.
You were a substitute baby teacher. A substitute babysitter.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, their regular babysitter.
Don't put that on your resume. Did it.
It's one of those things, if you don't get invited back for seconds, like, the first one, just pretend it didn't happen, like hookups, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway,
block.
Yeah, what's your first sexual encounter? No one needs to hear a story about you breastfeeding.
Let's see. I made out with this girl in the car.
My first kiss was in a car,
and there was just a little bit of, like, ooga.
No. That was very subtle of you. No, that was my first boob experience. That was just, like, my first kiss was making out with a girl in the back of a car while a friend drove us around. It's weird. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, but
did you touch him?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I didn't. Just real lot of saliva.
Nope. No, but they're just kids messing around. Like, I had no idea what I was doing.
Did you touch him?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was fine. I mean, I was expecting it to be awesome, so that was a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it seems like it's not... I think people would expect it to be like this... A gay man and boobs have this kind of expectations, or, like, people think you'll be grossed out, or that you'll love them and want to play with them, and you're like, there are a lot of expectations around, but, like, it really was just, like, awkward,
yeah,
teenage. So I just kind of similar, like, I with one of my girlfriends, we were at my place alone, which is usually, like, you know, sweet for anyone else, it'd be like, yeah. And I was like, what am I doing?
Should put Let's Get It On in the background.
Yeah, no, I sang it while I was I've been really trying. She's like, shh, shh. And I'm like, yeah, baby. Wow, wow, wow. Trying to hold back. She's like, stop it. She took out her tits just to shut me up. No. So, like, taking off a bra, I don't know, not my strong suit. I got it off and I was like, great. And then the phone rang.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, I have to get that. I didn't have to get that. I just needed to, like... And then I answered the phone. I was like, my parents were going to be back in, like, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. Something that I feel like, you know, more assertive straight guys would be like, 20 minutes? I can get it done in half of that. You know, yeah, like, this yeah, is yeah, great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, my parents are coming back. I, like, walked back in on her still without her
you
bra
gotta
on
go.
And I was like... Man, my parents, I'm so sorry. And it was like,
because I totally want to do this now.
I would love to place my hands on top of your titular region.
So sad that those have to go away.
This is really disappointing. Man, man, I'm going to be kicking the tire outside tonight. And like, you know, that's one of those. And then later I broke up with her in the most honest way I think I've broken up with anyone in from that time. I was like,
I just didn't like your boobs.
It was specifically your boobs. That's why. No, I was like, I dated her for 3 months and I was like, honestly, I'm just like not happy and I don't know why. And I just feel like I need to figure that out. Which, like, at that time, being in the closet in high school, that was pretty.
In Texas?
Yeah. That was pretty, pretty upfront.
Yeah,
for what I was, you know, I didn't go into all the details, but
that's really nice.
Maybe that was like my, I know you, maybe this is why we have different opinions about Beyonce's interview where she like says she'll get personal but doesn't reveal information. Like, to me, that's like, that was as personal as I could get then, but I didn't go into all the details, but that was my Beyonce personal interview moment. Did that metaphor make sense?
You're right, Kyle. In this, I've realized you're just like Beyonce.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I knew it was going to be in episode 120. 120 to 140, I was really aiming for that Beyonce zone. So yep. I'm so glad it made sense. I'm so glad it worked out.
Yep.
Oh, baby. No? Okay, I'll stop.
Do you want to talk about biting boobs?
Yes, I do. I didn't know I wanted to until this moment.
Because you did it.
I did it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
My you thought I was going to talk about me.
I thought you were about to launch into a boob biting segment. Okay. No, you mean tell my story about biting a boob.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went home once when I was really drunk and in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Do you leave your heart there?
I left my heart on there. I'll think of a better one and insert it later. And I took this. In retrospect, at the time I was calling her trans woman, but I don't know. I realized later I assumed that, so I don't know. Female presenting person that pretty likely had fake boobs because of how she was like, we were making out, got her top off, and he like was telling me like bite him, and that, so of course, I mean, I've talked about why do people
want you to bite them?
Why do people want me to bite parts of their body that you shouldn't normally bite? This has happened to dicks too. I've talked about this in our live show about oral.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is weird, and I'm not.
Your I'd face doesn't say bite me, please. Like,
no, it says. My teeth might say like
them some good biting teeth.
Yep. Call me Mike Tyson because I got some chompers. So she was like, bite him. And of course, like, just like the dick I talked about, like when you're first told to bite something on someone's body, it's like a soft like
gum that a little bit.
Well, yeah, a little nibble. Like, and then she's like, no, bite him. And she had to do like, I swear, same story as with the dick. Like three or four times, she's like, no harder. And finally, I was like, I'm going to rip this woman's nipple off with my teeth. This is like, I'm sure I wasn't that close, but it was like, anyway, I was like, got really nervous and then stopped it there and went home.
Oh. Could that have been a cisgendered woman?
No.
No?
Oh, shit. I probably shouldn't make assumptions. I don't know. I do not know anything about the bottom anatomy, the bottom portion of her body.
Oh, all right.
Or his body. Or their body.
Yeah.
Touch my body. Throw me on the floor. Mariah Carey? Yeah. That's my next goal, is to make you think that I'm Mariah Carey. No, thank you. Nope. Okay. they have to be fake boobs to bite that hard on them, right?
I don't know. Aren't your nipples dead to you?
Yeah, but I don't want, but like, bite, just like any part of my body, if you bite them, they will hurt. Like, it's like, if you bite my toe, it's gonna, I'm gonna be like, ow, you know?
I mean, maybe if you had like a prosthetic or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, I think, I mean, even fake breasts, breast implants, I shouldn't say fake, they're real, they're just not, you didn't grow them yourself. if you didn't. breast implants are still like they go under
yeah,
like
your skin's still around.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Do I look like a mosquito? Maybe. Is that why my face says it should be doing some good biting on?
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, so I've experienced a boob or two in my life.
Were both the dicks that wanted you to bite them giant? Did we establish that was a thing?
They were both uncut. Yeah, they were both bigger on the bigger size side. Yeah. Yeah. These boobs are pretty big, too.
Great.
Yeah. Maybe, like, big sexual organs love being bitten.
Weigh in on that, kids. Send us videos.
Send Mike videos. Yeah? He can tell Kyle about them later.
I just this week, somebody DM'd me on Instagram to send me their dick because like they just knew you didn't want it.
Oh, well, only if it's if you have a nice one, send it to both of
nice
us.
One. Yeah.
Oh, well, like then that. Rude. That was mean. okay, who do you want to do you have think?
Yeah, so next, I just wanted to talk about the etymology of the word boob. Where do you think the word boob came from?
Great. I mean, it came from a sixth grader. Like, Aristotle was like a sixth grader, and he was like, teehee, if I write this on a calculator or an abacus, it spells out boobs or something. It had to cut.
Click, 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 click. Yeah. Move the beads like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And put them in your butt.
Look, it looks like put them in your butt.
I don't know.
Because they're anal beads?
Yeah.
The abacus.
My abacus is built with anal beads.
They probably did. I mean, at that time.
You got to do what you can with what you have.
Pederasty? More like pedonasty.
Great.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Mm. Okay, so this is from the website todayifoundout.com. And so
todayifoundout.com?
Todayifoundout.com.
Oh, okay.
.com.
That's very conveniently named because it's true.
Yep. Yep. So there's an old joke that posits that the word boob came about because it serves as a visual representation of what a pair of breasts look like from three viewing angles. Above, it's a capital B. The front is two O's. And the side is a B.
Oh,
respectively, which it's not true, that's but it's a good story.
Preposterous, like a capital B, lowercase O O B.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous, but silly.
And then, so the word boob has been around for a really long time to mean idiot.
Oh, I have heard that. Wait, which came first?
Like that guy,
the boob
such
or
a
the
boob?
Idiot?
Spell cum. so. Like booby traps are traps for dumb people.
Oh.
Or the booby bird is so named because it looks goofy running around with its giant ass flapper feet. So according to the fuck my mouth today. What is wrong with it?
I didn't think it sounded that bad until you started cursing on live podcast. Mike, this is a family show.
This is national.
1 million moms is now up in arms. We're promoting a gay lifestyle. And
I would pay at least $8 to see one of the 1 million moms listen to our podcast.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't care what episode.
No, nope.
I wouldn't even want to hear it while she was hearing it. I would just want her to
the
have
video?
Like just the video of her with the headphones on listening and
oh,
see like the real time reaction.
Oh, that sounds like a beautiful work of art. Like,
yeah.
Listen to like watch a 1 million mom face react to horrifying things that even we don't think we should be saying.
Yeah, yeah. You want to talk about a way to get our YouTube presence?
Yeah.
Going.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Okay. So according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the earliest written example of the word boob being used to specifically describe breasts comes from the 1934 novel Tropic of Cancer. The quote is: "She was lying on the divan with her boobies in her hands." I can't even say it.
Really, we're boobies?
Yeah.
That's where we're at? That's our comedy levels?
Yep.
Okay,
the
cool.
author of that masterpiece, Henry Miller, is often also credited for the first recorded use of the slight modification boobs. That occurred in another product of his literary genius, published in 1949, called Sexus, in which he states...
Okay. Jesus, Mike. I can't.
I can't. Oh. I can't fucking read this.
You're turning a little red. It's not to warrant, not to draw more attention to it, but okay.
Okay.
Boom.
I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
You just have to do...
Okay, great.
Just like if you were touching a boob, you just got to power through it.
I felt her sloshy boobs joggling.
This is an 7-Eleven. Don't use sloshy. Okay.
I felt her sloshy boobs joggling me, but I was too intent on pursuing the ramifications of Coleridge's amazing mind to let her vegetable appendages disturb me.
Is she in a coma? If so, this is not sexual, this is just assault.
Oh, God.
What vegetable do her appendages remind him of?
Something sloshy.
Something like a old cabbage that's been in there for like 6 months.
Oh, God damn. I just... But the fact that that's the first time the word boobs appeared in print...
It's just trying to bring us back to the etymology.
It's just beautiful. Okay. It's just beautiful.
I imagine being known, like, you write a bunch of shit and like you'd spend all that time on your work, and then later people are like, this guy said boobs first. You know, you'd kind of be like, okay, sure, but like,
I got my doctorate in linguistics.
Yeah, so I wrote 10 books. Is that really all you?
Oh God. Etymologists don't agree, and they don't generally think that it is the same etymology as the word boob, meaning dummy, stupid.
Mm. Those morphed from different words into the same word?
So the evidence seems to indicate that boobs, meaning breasts, came via the word bubby.
It's not like your aunt or grandma or something in Jewish?
Oh, that's bubala.
Oh, really? Okay. That was close.
I think that's what a grandmother calls her grandchild in Yiddish or Hebrew. Bubala.
I thought Bubby was like a Jewish grandmother.
Babushka?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay. I don't know. Bubby. Meaning breast. And as to where Bubby came from, the two leading theories are either via the German booby. it's a U with an umlaut over it. B-U umlaut, B-B-I, meaning teat.
Hmm. Oh, the U with two dots, the umlaut, reminder of breast too. Dot 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 dot, nipple nipple.
That is a well stacked U. Okay. So boobs. So there actually has been a study that boobs is like the least offensive slang term for breasts that exist in the English language. That all of the other examples are. Yeah. Like less good, like tits or titties, chesticles, milk jugs, jugs, fun bags.
These all sound like what people called boobs in like the 60s.
Well, I mean, can you think of any others?
I mean, breasts. That's a nice way to.
I've heard fun bags before.
I've never heard that. And that would make me think of testicles again.
Or chesticles?
That's a weird example. That seems like a... What else would it... Tits. Milk cannons.
Milk cannons.
Yeah.
Great.
Twin Peaks.
Tetons.
Teton? That sounds like something that, like, Spock found in Star Trek.
Udders.
Yeah. Okay. Ask a human female... what her utter size is and see how that goes down.
Yep.
That'd be funny. Don't do it.
I think that's pretty much all I have. Did I even answer it? I don't think I answered it.
I mean, you told us what you can tell.
But we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I'm had the most difficult sentence I've ever had to read.
I just the adjective. Sloshy. That's just not how I think about that sounds like a gay man's description of a boob.
Right. Yeah.
It was wiggle waggling.
Yeah. Well, especially when he's like, because I'm trying to pay attention to this
her
other
mind?
Thing. Like,
I want to get to her mind.
I want to get to her mind.
No, we shouldn't. There are straight men who like women's minds as well. Let me tell you about gay men's fascination with boobs.
Yeah. Gay men are fascinated with boobs.
That's like a, okay, I was going to make sure that was like a pretty well-known thing. Like, gay men and women have a special kind of relationship. A lot of times it's good. Sometimes it's weird or dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Or inappropriate.
Like families are.
Just like families. Hopefully not inappropriate in the same way. Although sometimes someone grabs your boobs and families, gay men, at all. Ugh. So sometimes grandma's tits just look real nice and you just can't help but honka honka.
But don't get her pregnant in Alabama. Cause she's got to have it.
No, she's got, oh my God. You'd be like birthing your own
something.
What is that to you?
Grandfather? No. Uncle? Your uncle's son?
Your
aunt daughter?
Your family's next homicide victim, because you're killing that baby right when it comes. The second it can be homicided instead of aborted, you're killing it.
Yeah. This is the episode we should play for the million moms.
If abortion isn't legal, just resort to young child homicide, everybody.
Great.
It's fine. Okay, so a couple stories I wanted to... There are not any stats on how gay men feel about or how many have touched women's boobs.
It's just anecdotal.
A couple things that I wanted to read. There's apparently a very famous, the most famous gay man and female boob grab, perhaps in history.
Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
Did he grab it? Oh, no, he ripped the thing off. Okay, never mind. That might be it. Okay, second. Wait, I just got it. I want to rock your body, yeah. Only if you're a boy. I'm Justin Timberlake, and I like boys.
That's how. Gammy dick.
Get it, then the ding dick. No, we respect how you identify. You identify as the way you identify, but Justin Timberlake's definitely gay. Okay, on January 16th, 2006, there was a troubling interaction, as this news article called it, between Scarlett Johansson, age 21 at this time, and Isaac Mizrahi, then 44. So he's a gay fashion designer. On the red carpet of the Golden Globes, I think it was, he reached over and like touched, it was like, touched the bottom of her boob and
like the side boob. Not that it matters. Don't fucking touch women.
Yeah. But yeah, it wasn't a full
or
like
dudes. Don't touch people without their consent.
I mean, that's what this whole you kind of got to the conclusion of that you arrived at the moral of the story pretty quickly. So I guess that's good. But yeah, like if you're gay, even if you're gay, you don't get to just walk up to women and touch their boobs. It doesn't matter what you're sexually into or not into. Like really, just walking up and touching random people you don't know, like. Yep. Don't really do that.
Maybe don't.
Maybe just don't do that. Just leave your hands. Just keep your hands to yourself. What song am I thinking of? Can't keep my hands to myself. Do the opposite of what Selena Gomez told you.
Yeah.
Just keep your hands to yourself. That's a less interesting song. It's about respecting boundaries and sitting quietly beside someone on a couch. I can understand, like, this almost seemed, so this is long before Me Too, which is what this article that I was reading was pointing out, and Scarlett Johansson at first was like, what's happening? I think she actually said that, and then she kind of, like, went along with it, which is kind of the perfect representation of the Me Too movement of, like, especially a lot of entertainment and performers, like, if you're on TV, live TV, and someone's grabbing your boob.
Is what's his name?
Gay.
Itzhak Rabin, whatever his name is.
Isaac Mizrahi.
Is he gay?
Yes, he is.
Are we sure?
I mean, what was that episode you were talking about? The test that they wanted some dude, one conservative dude, was like, show me him sucking a dick.
Yeah.
I must see him, his blowjob. Yeah. No, I have not seen Isaac Mizrahi blowing a dude.
But you have seen him touch boobs.
Interesting. So straight. Such a straight move. I mean, sexually assaulting a woman, that's a straight dude move too.
Yeah, for sure. Every day.
Later, so she just went along with it, and the way she described, okay, well, I'll say his first, because he said, when asked about it later, this wasn't nasty, this was, are you wearing a bra? In fittings, I do that all the time. Also in fittings, you probably, like, hopefully, like, have some kind of consent of, like, hey, we're going to be real close, I'm going to see you in this way, like...
Or hopefully in fittings there aren't cameras around.
Yeah, very, yes. A lot of reasons that hopefully that's different than this. She just walks up and he reaches out and touches her boob. She seemed uncomfortable at first, kind of went along with it, which I think is what a lot of people would do, and especially when you're entertainers or performers, like, you're kind of supposed to go along with things, especially, like, actors, they assume... Everyone just assumes that you're whatever, especially, like, you know, I think of, like, the SNL people, like, whatever is being set up or whatever, like, you're used to doing for your improv team, you all just keep it going because that's what you're meant to do, like, this is weird, like, you just go along with it. So later she was like, you know, it was, like, uncomfortable, but, like, what was I gonna do? And, like, also it later became kind of a bigger deal than it was, which I also see as, like, you know, we've talked about this when we've, I mean, even when I got my pee grabbed, it's like, oh, that was weird. I was uncomfortable and I left, but also, like, I don't need to file police charges. I don't need you know, it's also like, you know, on the scale of things, like, I don't know. I kind of moved on, and it sounded like that was her attitude as well. But it's still, like, a massive thing too. So another article that had a really good example, it was in an article called on Mel Magazine.
Mel Magazine.
Yes. Great. Founded by one of the Spice Girls.
Was it really?
No. Oh. One of their names. No. Mel B. That's a very gay joke, but our British audience.
The only thing I got is either in, like, Mel's Diner. Kiss my grits. It was, no? Okay.
Straight.
Or, no, it's just an old reference. Oh, okay. That's a show from the, like, 70s and 80s.
We were literally about to win a British podcasting award just then, until you ruined it by not knowing.
Great.
You win them by Spice Girls comments. That's great. How you earn them.
Jerry Halliwell.
Great. We won. Okay, we won.
Oh, are you going to move on from Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Oh, because I'm kind of like, do you still like her after she stole your man?
Wait, Ryan Reynolds?
No, she and Colin Jost got engaged this weekend.
Oh, wait, was she ever, did she date Ryan Reynolds? Did I make that up?
I don't know. I hope
Colin
so.
Colin Jost, it's just like, obviously you don't want anyone's sex tapes to get stolen and uploaded to the cloud where you can then illegally download them.
Right.
But.
Right. I wouldn't wish that on anybody but Ryan Reynolds.
But, no, I was going to say, but Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost. Not that I wish, that would be a good, I think that would be pretty good to watch.
Think so?
Yeah. I've seen
his mouth is so big and his eyes are too close together.
He can swallow her entire teat. He doesn't have to bite. He can just consume it all. Women love that. I think Scarlett Johansson has often been my, like, go-to when I was younger, like, just pretend you're into someone. Oh no, her, Jessica Alba. Between the two of them, those have been
hot.
My, like, I'm into women. Who's your favorite? One of them.
I always said Halle Berry, then I, like, not only looked straight but progressive because she's not totally white.
She's black. Is that weird? Why did you say not totally white?
I don't know. Because my mouth does weird things.
Okay. Were you, like, putting, it seemed like you were cushioning a little bit in case she's not necessarily black or something?
Yeah. I don't know how black she is.
That's true. Maybe none of us do.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Mike.
We're all black on the inside.
Because you swallowed tar? What?
Because it's dark in there.
Oh, because of our dark, dark souls. Okay.
And lack of light penetrating our skin into our body cavity.
Oh, you were talking about on the, like, a real physical level.
Yeah.
Okay. Why haven't African Americans been stressing this in the civil rights movement? They're really missing a golden opportunity. Yep. You're black on the inside.
Yep.
I don't think we fixed anything yet. In an article on Mel Magazine, article on Mel Magazine by C. Brian Smith called "When Gay Men and Straight Women Sexually Harass Each Other," there was several stories one of them is 27-year-old Tierney Finster, who said she has been sexually harassed and groped by gay men without her consent far more than she's ever been by straight men. She said, quote, "At Charlie XCX's birthday party, I had a gay guy I didn't know walk up and grab both my boobs and nuzzle his face between them. It was unwanted and super embarrassing. I was stunned."
How did she know he was gay?
She said, well, she goes on, "I think because it was a gay party."
Okay.
I don't know how she...
I mean, straight guys, go to a gay party and just walk up to straight chicks and accost them.
Yeah.
You'll get away with it.
Yeah. Well, Kevin Spacey thought he could do that, walk into gay places and then accost people, but it didn't.
Yeah.
But straight dudes get away with a lot more.
It's better than going the Bill Cosby route.
Yes, true. Okay, this...
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Mike.
How's this going?
I think we cut all of it. Tierney Finster said she felt helpless. She was one of 10 women at this party with 100 muscly gay guys in their space.
Wait, where was this?
I would like to get fondled at a... Maybe you didn't... No, it's... we're making light of... Seriously, don't grab... Like, don't grab anyone.
Don't grab anyone anywhere.
Unless you have their...
All boobs matter. Like, also, yeah. don't touch lady parts.
And she said, made sense, quote, "I didn't feel comfortable making a big scene or advocating for why I didn't feel it was okay because I felt like the culture of the party was one of debauchery," which I can, as a gay person, understand. Like, there are all these representations of how gay men and women act together. And I think Will and Grace is the easiest example, like cultural reference point that I have, and I think a lot of people have, of, you know, they do violate those boundaries, but in a way that's okay for their friendship.
Yeah. Yeah.
But is not meant to be a model for how we should act around women. And I've, you know, like, I'm uncomfortable all the time, much less, like, I think women expect me to be like, oh, like, super chill gay guy. Like, oh, I can do whatever. I can take off all my clothes and that's, you don't care. Oh, like, touch him. Like, one chick, like, that is roommate.
Carly tries to show you her boobs all the time.
That's true. To her credit, it's pretty funny. Like, we have a relationship that's okay. It's kind of funny. Like, after I, like, am done with the, either I missed it because I just didn't care and didn't spot it, or a little bit of a shock, that's a funny joke, I think. For our friendship context.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's this one chick that lives in a building, I probably also shouldn't, woman, that lives in the building by me that I see sometimes, and she's always like, "Oh, auntie, oh hey, how are you?" Like, I'm just not, like, I don't know you. Like, you're a female and I'm gay, and that's the, like, that is the holding, like, the bond holding us together.
Yeah,
we don't, I don't know. I forget your name. Is that why she calls me auntie? Because she forgets my name too? I don't know. Like, it.
Maybe you introduced yourself that way to her once?
I was maybe drunk and I was like, "I'm Aunt Kyle. You can call me auntie." Like, I don't know. I think there's this assumed closeness when you're a gay man and a straight woman, and that you are best friends, and that it is uncomfortable to then be like, "I know we're supposed to be cool with this, but I don't want to do this." Or I'm like,
yeah,
similar as like, don't slap my ass just because I'm in a gay club. Like, that doesn't, I think there's a lot of issues of consent that even the gay world needs to work on.
Yep, absolutely. Gay on gay, gay on straight chick.
Mm-hmm. Straight chick on gay.
Yep.
I mean,
I wonder if this is a problem with like lesbians. My guess is that they don't like that dynamic is not present, but
that's like,
I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There, it's literally impossible for us to be at in all lesbian events, because if we are there, then it is not that. So we can't relate that experience.
Can we sneak in sometime?
We're going to do a Tyra Banks style. We're going to wear lesbian suits, like mm-hmm. lesbian mm-hmm. outfits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have the hair for it already. Don't change a thing. And we're just going to...
And the facial hair.
And we're just going to see who touches us.
Okay.
No, yeah. For some reason, I would think, knowing nothing, that it would be a more respectful environment when everyone is a lesbian. Like, everyone is female. Is that fair to say? I'm trying to make sure I'm doing good on my gender. If you're lesbian, you're female.
Which is worse? Because I have like I have this archetype in my head of both things being a thing. Which is react to this. A gay guy saying to a straight girl, show me your boobs. Mm-hmm. A straight girl saying to a gay guy, show me your dick.
I feel like the one that would occur more is the gay man asking the woman to show her your boobs. Like, I don't think, but I think that's just like the general idea. Like, people, like when you're out in a club, no one wants a sweaty, soft dick to come out to look at.
I do.
Like, but if you want a dick to come out, I want it for sexual reasons. I want to get it hard. I want to do stuff with, like, not just like show us your tits. Is like, I want to look at boobs and this is a funny social thing. Like that same, you don't have that same like fun social dynamic of like, here's a soft dick and it smells a little musky because I've been dancing, you know. Like that's not a fun experience for anyone.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not saying whipping your tits out is fun for anyone, but it's just,
isn't it also a thing, sort of a trope of like lesbians asking their gay friends to show them their penis, like
just like see what it looks like?
Yeah,
there was something I avoided. I just didn't like, in looking up things about this, it was like gay men touch a woman's boob for the first time and react, and like, I don't know, it's, I mean, I can see like the premise is kind of funny, like I can see where the humor is not, but I just didn't care to look that up. Or it's, I don't know, I think it does kind of, here's where we get into like being really critical of something that's not that big. I don't care. If everyone wants, if you're okay with that, great. It's probably get some funny reactions, whatever. But sometimes I can play into the bigger, like gay men thinks boobs and vaginas are gross, which I'm trying to work on.
Yeah.
And like, they're not gross. And also like touching them for the first time, I think that also speaks to like, we've both had experiences with boobs when we were growing up and
a whole marriage, but yeah.
Oh, well, right. And more. You went past the boobs to more. It's boobs and then marriage. I just went to the first step. But yeah, like we touch boobs. Like we've had that experience. And when it happens, it's not a huge deal. I mean, it's kind of notable, but it's not like life changing. Whereas now they're trying to make it out as like, oh my God, ridiculous. Gay men have never, ever touched a boob. And they like,
yeah.
What does it feel like? And, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. It feels weird to me. That wasn't what I wanted to explore.
Yeah. Your boob exploration ended up elsewhere.
Yep. Where did your boob exploration take you? Do you have something else to talk about?
No.
Oh, then should I tell you something else?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to boob explore over here.
I just have the Patreon segment left.
Do you want to tease it? What is the Patreon segment?
Oh wait, I didn't even write this one down because I can do it just from memory.
Oh, like okay.
Sorry, I was confused. You're right. I have a thing.
Oh, okay.
It can go now. It can go later. It's very disturbing.
Maybe I'll do mine first, and then we can end on the disturbing thing.
Great.
Okay. One more area that I explored is binding.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what binding is?
Strap those things down because you don't want them to be there.
No. It is the spell that neutralizes the three sisters in Charmed.
Yep.
And then their mom died, and then they became unbound. And they
so mote
start...
it be.
What?
So mote it be.
What's that?
That's what Wiccans say.
Oh, I don't think the Charmed sisters say that.
Okay, great.
You should ask. What's her fuck about it? What's her name?
Alyssa Milano,
the one that you would think of. Is, I'm sure there are other ones have names too. If saying Spice Girl names gets us British Pop Awards, I think saying the Charm Sisters names gets us American Podcasting Awards, right? Is that the equivalent? Charmed is our Spice Girls.
Yeah, and now every meeting we have, we're just trying to figure out how to get awards.
Exactly. And we're clearly well on our way. No, yes, you're right. Binding, trans men sometimes do that to help give them more male presenting chests.
Yep.
And I want to be careful about not generalizing. Not everyone does it. Not everyone feels the need to, but it is a common thing among female to male transgender people. It can help reduce their dysphoria. Similar to, you know, other like gender, like ways to present your real gender. And it's a common step in the transition process, often before, or maybe people can't or can't yet get gender confirmation surgery. So this is a step to at least help reduce dysphoria in the meantime.
Yeah.
Do you know much about like how people do it or the dangers or the tips or
I've heard like an ace bandage mm-hmm. wrapped like mm-hmm. a million times around you.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's really, yes, that okay. is okay. So
I also was interested like if I don't know if there's any truth to this, but some part of my brain thinks that it's true. So I'm going to say it
mm-hmm.
that if you start early enough that and keep your binding on enough that it can help maintain a flatter chest as you're going through, as you're developing.
I don't know. It's just like if you do, what is it? If you do gymnastics, you like from younger age, it like kind of stops your puberty, which is why they're all so little.
Yeah. I think that's because they all starve.
Oh, well, but short starving can't make you shorter.
I
lost weight vertically. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, really? This is the section called hypotheses and guesses.
Yeah. You made me think of mom. She sometimes she says, she's just short for her weight.
I love that so much. That's so good. But I'm tall, so I'm still somehow tall for my weight.
Short
but,
for your weight.
So I should be tall, even taller than 6 foot three.
Yeah.
Okay. Still overweight. Oh man.
Like if you were 7 foot tall,
I'd be perfect. This, this is my target weight. Damn it. Okay. Anyhow. Yes. Don't use ace bandages or duct tape. Those are some of the things.
Duct tape.
I think.
What?
I mean, don't, I
don't just, don't use duct tape for anything on your body.
Don't really duct tape any part of you, I guess. Is
they I guess drag queens duct tape their conking balls, too, maybe.
They duct tape them? Mm. You better shave first, because otherwise ripping that shit off is gonna, it's gonna take a patch of grass with it.
I also made that up.
Oh, did you? Well, okay, so my assumption is that when these are inexpensive things that are lying around the house, and so... What?
Just like, let's take a look around. We're in my dining room. What could we placemats?
No.
What could we strap our brustices down with? That yarn? Maybe? Like, okay, go ahead.
If I quilt it into a... No, I'm guessing it's something that's around. It's powerful. Like, it's strong, durable. Like, I could see how people, especially that don't want to talk to their parents about binding their chest, may... take items that are around the house and use them. So in that way, it's, you know, a sad idea of thinking of, you know, this is the best I can do, but it helps with my dysphoria.
You said don't do it. Why?
Don't do it because when you bind, you
not don't bind, but don't use ace bandages to bind.
Correct.
Because
when the correct thing that you bind with should move a little bit with your body,
uh-huh.
this does not. This just puts it like flat down. It can restrict your breathing. It can cause fluid buildup in your lungs.
If you keep it on.
Yeah. And it can cause broken ribs. I think those are the extreme examples of this. So it's, you know, it's a risky thing to try to use. Also other things you should do that I'm guessing these things happen with each other that then result in some of these more serious issues are using a binder that's too small.
Okay.
So in the case of like ace bandages or even if you buy an actual binder, some people think you're supposed to get it a size smaller to really like lock those suckers down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't do that, or don't bind for more than, it says 8 to 12 hours at a time. If they're trying to give them that, don't bind more than, I would think they just have one, I guess to be safe, don't bind for more than 8 hours. But mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. So I'm picturing people might use ace bandages or duct tape, do it for more than 12 hours at a time and do it too tight. And that could cause some of those serious like injuries.
How long is it safe to wear a cock ring? Asking for a friend.
you should. Do you have a timer? Do you need to take it out sometime during this show, or what's the? I don't know. I don't use cock rings. They're not part of my regular play.
Me neither.
Next actually. Episode, cock rings.
Okay.
I don't know. What you should use, use things. A lot of people, especially if you don't want to be too out about it to your parents, use sports bras. But there are also like specific binders intended for, there's a company that actually makes them for transgender people. There are a bunch of companies that create them. The one that I picked out is trans owned, and US based. It's called GC2B.
Great.
I don't know what that stands for.
GC2B is R2D2's brother.
his trans brother. specifically design on those sites, it said they're the first garments designed and patented specifically for gender affirming chest binding, and the designer is Marley Washington. So check those out. Or there's some nonprofits that provide free binders. Like, this is a big enough of a thing in the trans community that there would be either nonprofits or people, you know, donate their binders after they've gotten top surgery. So it's both really sad that that's how it has to happen to help trans kids get the help and, you know, get the tools they need to reduce dysphoria, become happier. Like, but it's really nice that the trans community supports each other in that way.
There was those girls, like cis girls, who like are like 12, 13 years old and ba-boom, double D's just like immediately. And then like, it always sucks for them in gym class. Mm. Like, they've got to like wear a sports bra and figure all of that out. And I just had this thought, like, there's got to be some poor trans boy out there who just happened to have the genetics that like his breasts are enormous.
Yeah.
And that's got to really suck.
Which is why it's important that we need to be having the conversation around, if someone knows they're trans early enough, allowing them to take the course of
testosterone,
which can help prevent, like, make their kind of help guide their bodies towards its ideal form. That sounds like a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, but what I think is especially like one of the reasons I want to talk about this is because this is exactly the kind of thing. Yeah. You're a trans guy. You all of a sudden have these giant boobs and you're like, fuck, this sucks. And we've seen those stories where searching for anything related to LGBT issues gets blocked on the computers. This is the type of information that trans kids need. Like, it's a simple educational thing to say, don't use ace bandages. Don't get a binder that's too small. Make sure you take it off to like air things out. Don't wear it all. Like, those are just simple. We just need to teach people to do that. But because the fucking million moms want to block information, they're doing direct damage to LGBT kids
who are killing themselves.
And then as a result of things like dysphoria, that like they are directly directly causing like an increase in the suicide rate among LGBT kids. Which is why
your bullshit is bullshit.
Yeah.
Million moms.
Buy a t-shirt. Wait, read the room. Not the time to plug a t-shirt. So hopefully, I mean, we say this a lot about a lot of things. If one trans kid hears that and knows not to use binders, that's great. And we all need to be more aware of issues that other people within our community face. And I wanted to take this boob opportunity to bring up this one.
Well done, Kyle.
Yeah. Put some spotlights on your spotlights.
I think that was your breast segment yet.
Boobulator? I don't know. I didn't have a third pun. I feel like there should have been a third pun, but I didn't have it.
Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. You can't win them all.
That's funny.
Thanks.
Okay.
You need more to drink. I need more to drink. Okay. And I need to pee. This is so disturbing. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, are we taking a break so you
just
can
like
pee?
Just like a short break so that I can get more beer. Because
not an official break?
Whatever. If you want it to be an official break, put the song here. And if you don't, then don't.
I thought you were talking to people at home. If you want this to be official break, play the song yourself and sing it. Press
this is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
Press the pause button now. You too can pee.
Hit myself in the face with my headphones.
That was really enjoyable for me.
So we're back.
We're back. Or never left. Or I'm not sure left. How I edited this. We'll but well, yeah. Okay, you said more alcohol.
Yeah. Okay, so my dad and I went to Juneau, Alaska this weekend. Mm-hmm. And while we were up there, we traveled together from time to time. And we got really, really wasted on Saturday. And my dad started telling me stories about stuff.
Uh-oh.
He's a former Washington State patrolman, so he's seen some grisly shit in his life. If you don't like true crime, if descriptions of true crime type stuff bothers you, then maybe just skip ahead a little bit. I don't know. But he told me about the time that he got in trouble. He got formally reprimanded for drinking on the job.
Oh, man, that wouldn't that be the shit to be like the sheriff and like... chill out and just drinking, like playing with your badge and your gun.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
No, don't. That's not great. Don't do that. But
he was a investigator, so he spent the first part of his career on the road, wearing the uniform, pulling people over on the freeway. Mm-hmm. Then he moved into the detectives division and did. He was the guy on CSI that shows up with the equipment and takes all the pictures and labels all the shit and puts it into the computer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I only knew about the pulling people over part.
Yeah, no, the second like 10, 15 years of his career were doing forensics, mostly for accidents. He did traffic accident reconstruction work. But he also
definitely has a show on TBS about him.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Does he have white hair? Because that's my dad.
Yep. The only old sheriff with white hair. Yeah, that's your dad.
So he got called to the scene of a homicide.
This is like a personal story. Okay.
Yeah, in Eastern Washington in the summertime, in a single wide trailer, which they're aluminum, and. Yeah, apparently it was like 120 degrees inside of this single wide trailer. And for whatever reason, this dude, the guy that committed the murder, got really, really, really angry at his girlfriend / baby mama / wife. Maybe they're like, anyway, totally. They went to bed. And he murdered her in their bed.
Oh, in their trailer?
In their trailer. And
is this like in a trailer park too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he put a knife into her vagina.
Oh!
And then he cut her breasts off.
Oh!
And put them on the headboard.
Oh, no. No, like suction cups. No. I hate that.
Yeah.
And so he had to like walk into that and be like,
where'd her boobs go? Oh, there they are. Found them.
That sounds like a scene from Seven.
Yeah. And it's 120 degrees and everything smells like rotting meat. And it was really, 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 really awful to hear him tell it, like the worst. Among the worst things that he ever had to do in his whole career.
That has to stay with you forever. Like, how do you not just like every now and then think, oh, saw those boobs severed? Like, yeah. I sometimes think about that moment I like cried in third grade because I didn't bring my homework. Like, that traumatized me enough to where every month or two I'm like, oh, I was a little dipshit. Like, why did I do that? Like,
yeah.
But to have the. Ugh.
Well, and quick aside, this is. This is all in the context of he and I having a real like heart to heart about
drunk heart to heart.
Yeah. That's how dudes operate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he wasn't really emotionally available when I was a kid. He really wasn't. He was very cold and distant. And so the larger conversation that we were having was that, yeah, his job fucked him up. Mm. Like he had permanent like trauma difficulty connecting with people, difficulty letting himself have feelings about even normal shit, because he certainly couldn't have feelings during his job, yeah. which is this huge percentage of your life. And this is just like one of the examples.
Was it the titular example?
That's fantastic.
No, it's so sorry.
So they spent the however many hours doing all of the surveying for this scene, and then he and his partner in an unmarked car in suits. They weren't in uniform, but they were on duty. Mm-hmm. Drove to a convenience store to get gas, and they had a beer together.
Like, they've just both been through this horrifying event, and then like,
let's have a beer and then let's go home.
Yeah.
They told a couple of their cop friends about this, and you know, like a nonchalant, like no big deal kind of a thing. And, then apparently later on a different case, Dad was in charge of the scene, and another officer violated the scene, like didn't wear gloves and made several mistakes in handling the evidence, which, as you've seen on CSI, totally fucks up your case. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Dad had to reprimand this guy for his behavior on that scene.
Yeah.
So that guy called Internal Affairs and said, yeah, he was drinking on the job. He told me that they were drinking while they were on duty. So it went through this whole investigation, and
wait, are you allowed to talk about this then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not.
Okay.
I mean, he's retired now. What are they going to do? Fire him? but yeah, basically, my dad. You don't know my dad, but this is a super dad thing to say. He when he sat down and got asked about it, the internal affairs guy was like, yeah, the accusation is that you went and you bought a six pack of beer and that you guys shared it in the car. Is that true? And Dad said, no, you didn't buy any beer that day. He said, oh yeah, I totally did. We had a beer. He bought two tall boys or whatever, and asked him, would you do it again? He said, absolutely. I absolutely would do it again. No regret. Fucking deal with it. So he got reprimanded. He was on probation for a long time, and then everything was great, and he retired later. But we also had this really interesting discussion about how, like, cops aren't allowed to be people. Like, the law requires them to be perfect at all times, or the case gets thrown out, or requires them to, you know, just there is no margin for error afforded to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they behave like humans, it ends up being a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, go ahead.
there are sometimes I feel like, and I know this isn't technically the healthy thing to do and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes you're like, you know what? This is not what you said for Dad, but sometimes I'm like, tonight I'm getting fucked up, and that's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not every night. It shouldn't be as often as I do it, but every now and then something fucked up happens, and I am drinking till I can't stand anymore.
Yep.
And like, you know, that's a one way. So like having a beer after seeing this fucked up thing, like I would do that times 10. Like
Well, and should they have driven the hour home first and then signed out of service and gone in the house and then like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was hot and that was disturbing and fucking deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those. And then he got the appropriate punishment for it and got to move on. But
yeah. So that was a stretch, but we said that we were going to do boobs, and then I like had this traumatic story that my dad told me just 2 days ago, and that's been in my mind. So it's a tenuous, it's a stretch to get this into episode.
I think it didn't go where I thought it would, but what I think is interesting is it speaks to like the father-son relationship, especially when the son is gay. Like there's a whole host of issues that come out of that. And what I'm hearing from you is like, at least in one way, we don't talk about your dad too much, but like at least in one way, your relationship with him, like, it had nothing to do with you being gay. I think it could be easy as the gay child in any circumstance to be like, everything that's happening is because I'm gay. Either, and then you can blame yourself or you can blame them or whatever. But like sometimes other shit's going on too, dealing with this traumatic stuff. And it's like, it's not about you being gay. It's just, he had this other fucked up stuff that could have affected your relationship. And I think we don't always take those things into account as well. That seems like a big revelation to me, at least for your relationship. Does it feel that way to you?
We sort of. It's new that we're talking about it. Like, I've been aware for a really long time. Mom,
that he's experienced like fucked up things like this,
and that has made it difficult for him to like interact on an emotional level with other normal humans.
Gotcha.
Like, and that includes his family and just.
But it's new that. Do you say it's new that he talked about it?
It's new to talk to him about these things. Like, I am aware that is a problem for our relationship. What's new is he and I like talking about it and maybe doing some processing.
Well, that,
like,
I mean, that's so even
we
that
had to get super super fucked up to do it, but hey.
Again, sometimes no, but like even everything you're saying still says that was like a really big, that seems like a really big moment in your relationship when you start addressing head on some of the things going on in your relationship. That seems pretty big to be able to talk about that, especially when it's two dudes.
Yeah. See, Kyle, in order for my relationship with my dad to grow, I have to hear about a girl getting her boobs cut off.
Damn it. Hopefully you all are so lucky.
I also, something else, this is totally, not totally, this is kind of a departure from what we're talking about. It's interesting to me that sexual violence toward women extends into homicide, and it's not uncommon for them to have damage done to their breasts in a homicide situation where sex is part of the equation.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that like we have so sexualized breasts and they're so representative of female sexuality that it then becomes a target for toxic masculinity.
You wouldn't have the same thing if a cis dude, straight dude was murdered, where like no one's gonna chop off his nipples. Like,
right.
That's just not a focus. It's not a sexualized area of the body. It's not a focus area
right.
for sexual crime.
Right. So then when you hear that story, super disturbing, but you're also like, some part of you, at least for me, the calculus works out. Right. Like, oh yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like, you could see how some fucked up person would target if they were, especially someone they're in a close relationship with, or like the idea of, I mean, I know we were talking a lot about the boobs, but like a knife or anything like that inserted into a vagina and ass, like any kind of like sexual assault that includes that. I just can't even, I think my mind goes to, I can't relate it to anything. Obviously I've never experienced something that traumatic or assaulty or I don't like, but I've had pain when someone puts things I want them to put up my butt, like a like a dick, like it hurts a lot. But like if that dick was a knife, like a knife, like I can't. It's like, I feel like one of those things. I like listening to true crime podcasts. I think it's interesting to hear, like, and a lot of times they talk about it and you're like, oh, that's crazy. But like, I feel like starting to think about being sexually assaulted with an item, especially a sharp item, I can't even like fathom or go to like what that would feel like, and kind of have to like not think too hard about it. Here I am. It's not working, but
wouldn't be fun.
Well, thanks, man.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome, everybody.
Do we have, maybe we can talk about on the flip side. Sometimes boobs are great and they're all fun.
Boobs are great.
And they can, you can touch them, you can lick them.
Of all the things about my ex-wife, her boobs were not a problem.
Oh, I feel like you would enjoy a nice rack to play with.
Sure.
But on like a sexual level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They feel good, but they're not like...
Your hand motions are enjoyable.
They're not like sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I could... Like, you know how like when you get really comfortable with the guy you're dating and then finally you just get to start touching each other in ways that aren't like set? Like, I'm just going to touch your balls right now. Like, mm-hmm. What's this? Like, we're not having sex, like whatever, but I just can like touch you in different ways. Like, that's where I feel like it'd be nice to just like have a pair of boobs that you're just like, I just want to like, without sexual, let's just, what's happening?
Yeah.
What do we got here? Ding, ding, ding. Or both at the same time, dug-a-dug-a-dug. Like, you know, it just seems like it'd be fun. Did I counteract the sadness of boobs being cut off with happy boob ideas?
I guess, well, I was going to say, if you like them that much, I could probably find a guy to bring you a pair.
Wait, are you talking about that guy? Okay. We won't. I was wondering if you're going to mention him.
Should we take a break?
Oh, yeah. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Break.
Break. Boop. Boop.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it. Speaking of Patreon, we also have the 100-word thing. How much money do they have to give to get it, to do the thing?
17 million.
No.
I don't forget. If you're at the... Is it 15?
It might be 15.
Hold on. Let me look it up.
All right.
Oh, that's embarrassing. It's one of my recent tabs in Google. There are a few things I check on a whole bunch. I'm so... let's see. $2 benefits. Wow, those look lovely. Oh, $5, even better. Interesting. Oh, 15. Yep, it's $15.
Okay, great. So... if you are at the $15 a month level on Patreon, then we will let you write us 100 words
mm-hmm.
to read on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just so y'all know, in case you're like saving it, because we have definitely got people that aren't using that benefit.
Yeah.
You can do it more than once.
Mm. Yeah. Like, you don't have to think of the perfect
100 words.
100 words that probably definitely include the phrase sloshy boobs, because that's a work of art. No, you can send in any. You can just, I mean, until we get too many to make it manageable, keep doing it.
Yeah, keep doing it over and over again. Over. We'll manage the like whose turn it is or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so are we saying their names when they do it?
I think
So Chris sent in his 100 words.
And tell us if you don't want to say your name, tell us.
Yeah,
but he is. Or should we just say his first name? Probably just say his first name.
Chris.
Well, I mean, not right now. But Chris, who is a friend and supporter, had a really sweet idea of what he wanted to do. So
yeah, here we go. My 100 words. The Lavender Rights Project, LRP, advances a more just and equitable society by providing low-cost civil legal services and community programming centered in values of social justice for trans and queer, low-income people, and other marginalized communities. Through direct representation and community programming, our by and for services aim to radically reimagine the legal landscape for LGBTQ plus people, while building community resilience, encouraging self-advocacy, and asserting the rights of marginalized populations. Their staff, board, and volunteers aim to serve, engage, and pursue justice alongside community members in ways that are intentional and accessible for folks who are underrepresented. It's about 104. My bad, but I like that they exist even though I have not used their services.
He got some bonuses there too, because also that line was not part of the 100 words.
Yeah.
But sounds like I didn't even think of this, that someone might use this to help further a cool nonprofit cause that focuses on helping LGBT people.
Yeah, so like that's well, when we first came up with the idea for the benefit, I thought it was just going to be like me saying dicks or butts 400 yeah. times in a row, right?
Like, yeah. You saying that like you love Mike Pence and would want to like nuzzle his balls against your balls.
Oh, I think I'd do that.
You think you'd touch balls with him?
Yeah.
You'd play basketball with your balls? Dribble, dribble, dribble. No, but that's really sweet. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Also, the only thing I can think, what is it called? The LRP?
Yep. Lavender Rights Project.
The only thing I can think is that they're different than the people that recreate the Civil War.
LARPers?
They are not those people. Different group. But yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Chris, for sending that in. Oh, wait. We're back. We didn't.
Are we back?
Yeah, I think we were back. We have been back. We have had been back.
We will have been back.
We will
back.
Have had been back. We're back.
We're back.
Do you want to do our gayest and straightest?
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first, our website is gayishpodcast.com.
We are on Facebook, Twitter,
your mom.
YouTube. We're on your mom. Watch out. We're on your boobs. We're on your mom. We're on your dick. Instagram, at gayishpodcast or /gayishpodcast, and we have a fun... Yeah, just fun. Facebook group called Gayish Podcast. What am I saying?
Facebook.com/groups/gayishpodcast.
Yep. And Facebook has been like all being like, yo, groups are the new tomorrow. So get in that shit or your Facebook will just stop stealing your data. So you wouldn't want that. So go ahead and join that group.
Our hotline. You can send us text messages or leave us voicemails. It's 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
And please, if you're hearing it, let us know if we can use your name or earlier episodes, I don't know if we've clearly stated that, but it helps us. And our email is gayishpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, fuckers. Hey. Rate, review, and subscribe. We need those.
Yes, we have not mentioned that in a while. And
do it.
So I think our...
Whores.
Hey, buddies. Hey, friends. With boobs, without boobs. We were looking at our charting history... Mm-hmm. And it's gone down. I think, I don't know why, but we think that rating and reviewing will help. So if you want to help more people see this glorious content, then rate and review us. It would mean a lot.
Fucking do it now.
Please.
Sluts.
Sluts. That could be a good or that could be a good cop or bad cop thing to say, depending on how you say it. Any hoomsles. Gays and straightest. I think I'll go.
Great.
Someone offered this. Someone offered this in the Facebook group of like, if you don't know you're gayest yet, go ahead and watch Eurovision or like this Eurovision clip to see who. It's a singing competition that's not America. So this is.
Ooh, international gayness.
Well, this is my straightest thing.
International straightness.
I didn't know about it. Like, you know, everyone's talking about it. And it's one of those things that I just is not on my radar. Maybe it's because of the American thing. Maybe it's because this is not my gay cup of tea that I follow. I don't follow.
Gay cup of tea is definitely like a...
Jasmine.
Or Darjeeling.
What? I've never heard of Darjeeling.
Sounds gay though, doesn't it?
Sounds pretty gay. So I didn't even watch the clip someone sent. I think there was like lots of like gender bending, and I think a bisexual guy won, and I don't know. Great. But I don't really know. Yeah. So
is he hot?
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, okay.
I just know minimal things about that. So that's my straightest thing. My gayest thing.
Yeah.
As you've heard probably on our episode about dogs, I have a dog named Reynolds. And the reason it's a stereotypically gayest thing is dogs have stereotypically been the placeholder for children, because gay people haven't always been able to have children. Now we can. So this is why this is a stereotype and not real life. Just getting that all out. But
yeah,
thanks. But my dog Reynolds is going in for a dental cleaning tomorrow. And you know, just like a little bit of like worrying about your little baby.
Oh, you worried about him.
Yeah. He's like, since getting the, like, you know, his two strikes cut out, his two balls chopped off.
He got neutered. Is that what you're?
His double dribbles cut.
Mike Pence.
yeah. Since he got neutered.
When we were kids, my brothers and I, one of our cousins didn't know what the word was, and he called it neutraled. Like, you know, there's reverse, there's drive, and there's neutral. Like, got neutraled.
Yeah, Reynolds is getting neutraled tomorrow. No. He already did that.
Teeth cleaned.
He's getting his teeth cleaned, but since then, like, this is the first time he's getting put under since teeth cleaning. So I'm just, I mean, he's going to be fine, but, you know, like a tiny bit of that worry of, like,
yeah.
What happens? What he's going to get under?
Probably make his breath better.
Oh, I sure hope that's a result of, if it doesn't make his breath better, they might as well just put him out for good, because I can't deal with it. No, not true. I love him. So it's, you know, it's a day procedure, and I just worry about him like a little, like he's my little baby, because he is.
Aww.
What about you?
Godspeed, Reynolds.
Yeah, or if you don't believe in that, I hope science is on your side.
Dentistry, Reynolds.
Dentistry
speed.
Yeah, no, when I talked to like this doctor vet on the phone about his like blood tests, and they like, you know, went into all these details about things like his liver enzymes and like very doctory things, and I was like, for a vet, you're very doctor like which I didn't say, but that's because that's probably offensive. But the very intelligent person that like made me feel a little bit better about, you know, they know what they're doing. So
okay, good.
What about you?
What about me? So the straightest thing about me this week, I told you I hung out with my dad.
I thought you were using up your straightest thing when you said that on the episode.
Well, that's no, pretty. Like just, but hanging out with him was the straightest thing ever. We drank lots of beer. We drank lots of scotch. We went to this bar that had can-can girl outfits and an old dude that sang country music songs. And like, there was sawdust on the floor. There was no floor in this bar. It was 3 inches of sawdust. Like, ridiculous.
Oh my god.
And there's like dead things on the wall everywhere, like
on purpose, not like a squirrel got stuck in a display case or something.
It all looked on purpose.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Probably on purpose.
That moose head isn't just a moose that crashed through this and they built they rebuilt around it.
Fun fact, no moose in Juneau.
Oh,
because they killed them all.
Really?
That's what they said.
Is it like Ireland? Like they drove the moose out?
Well, Juneau, you can't drive to Juneau because it's surrounded by glaciers and mountains. Mm-hmm. There is no way to get to Juneau by car.
Hmm.
But the same forces make it pretty difficult for animals to get in and out. And
how'd she get pregnant then?
Immaculate conception.
How'd you get inside her? Was that a good joke or not?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Juneau.
Oh, that's the joke I was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Juneau. The movie Juneau.
Yeah.
That was funny. Okay.
Ellen Page?
Yeah.
She's a lesbian. Okay, next. they said that there was no moose, and but there used to be moose, but then they killed all the moose, and now there are no moose.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good story they told you.
The gayest thing about me this week, walking around this little ass town with my dad, there's one bar that had a rainbow flag. Like,
what was it called?
It's called the Rendezvous.
Oh, that's such a good gay name. I was, you know, like, you know, if it has a pride flag and it's the one gay bar, it's going to be called something like, you know.
But it's not a big enough town to have a gay bar.
Oh.
Like Grindr and Scruff, there were, I shit you not, like less than 10 people.
Oh.
Until the cruise ships came in, and then it would shoot up to like 30, and then they go back down.
When you got on, were people just like, hey, who are you? Hi, who are, what are you? You're a new person.
Yeah, kind of. Well, not really. I mean, so Juno has so many cruise ships that come in and out of town that there's, they see new people all the time. That part wasn't interesting, and I'm ugly. So,
we need to work on your self-talk.
Thanks.
But I didn't say what we need to.
Idiot.
I didn't say we needed to work on it about your looks. No.
But the gayest thing about me this week was just like I found the one rainbow flag in the whole town, and then was trying to figure out like how to get dad to go in there accidentally.
Oh.
And then they fucked me because we were walking down the street trying to figure out a place to have dinner and have a couple of cocktails, and I was like, great, I'm gonna figure out how to get him into the rendezvous. Giant ass poster that said drag show tonight on the door, and I chickened out trying to get dad to go in there because that's not his thing.
Yeah.
But apparently this bar is gay enough that they had a drag show on Saturday night.
That's pretty cool.
I would have given anything to see what drag queens in Juneau fucking Alaska look like.
Oh my God.
Right?
That has to be good. Like, if you're a drag queen in Juneau, Alaska, let us know. We'll promote your show or do something. Cause I want to see that. Send us a YouTube clip or something.
Yep.
Oh, I bet they got some good shit going on in the Juneau drag world.
It's like 30,000 people in the whole town. It's teeny tiny.
It's also negative 30,000 degrees.
Not this time of year. It's fine.
What is it right now?
60.
Oh.
It was in the 50s all weekend.
Huh.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep.
A special thank you as now for...
Keep going.
Thank yous.
I was waiting. I feel like I've been trying to jump in the past few times, but now we're past. I'm just going to let you walk into your own trap. A special thank you to Mike. No, we're not thanking you every episode.
Oh, but it's my only reason for living. A special thank you to Arthur creator Mark Brown for putting a gay ass cartoon to piss off those million moms.
Yeah. Special thank you to the million moms for being very bad at math because they can't add. Those 50 moms that can't add. And thanks to boobs, they've sustained life, they support life, they support us.
I mean, that's why we're mammals.
That's what makes us mammals, is the mammaries.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the mammaries.
Oh. Thanks for the mammaries. Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. This good one. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be boobs. See you next week.
See you next week. Good one.
Thanks. To get one last one in there.
You boob.
Boob.